Well, Istanbul is going to be the site of some sensitive meetings today and tomorrow as six world powers sit down for nuclear talks with Iran. The road leading to these talks has been paved with claims of espionage and hardline rhetoric, unsurprisingly, I suppose, from Iran. In January and November last year, two of Iran's nuclear scientists were assassinated. More recently, the nation has announced that a computer virus known as Stuxnet disrupted its nuclear enrichment program, Iran blaming the United States and Israel for that. And we discussed the Stuxnet virus with Peter Marks earlier this week. It's fascinating stuff. This week, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has told crowds in Iran that he will not bow to Western pressure. And so to discuss the situation in Iran with the nuclear talks and more broadly, I'm joined now by Jamshid Choksi, who's professor in Central Euro-Asian Studies at Indiana University and an expert in Iranian politics and religion. Good morning, Professor Choksi.
Good morning to you too and your listeners.
Can I ask you, it does seem that expectations for these talks aren't particularly high and the mood does seem tense. What prospects do you think there are for productive negotiations at these talks in Istanbul?
You're right that the mood is pretty somber. However, the Iranians really do need these negotiations to work. Their economy is in crisis, and as you have already pointed out, the Stuxnet virus has affected about 20 to 25% of their central futures. So their nuclear program is also gradually grinding to a halt. They are attempting to overcome both the economic problems through reforms internally and the nuclear problem by securing products from abroad. But the U.S. sanctions are working well so far. And the Iranians are under a lot of pressure, both at home and on the global stage, to try to reach a compromise with the West.
What do you think President Ahmadinejad's goals are in terms of global diplomacy at the moment?
I think the goals are sort of, shall we say, twofold. One, internally, he has to put up a brave face to the other politicians around him, particularly those who helped sabotage the talks last time around in late 2009. Externally, however, he has been sort of leaking word to diplomats that Iran, and particularly his administration, is ready for a compromise. The problem is that he may, like last time, reach a deal with the West and then find that the mullahs don't go along with it.
And that's an ongoing theme, isn't it, in terms of yes. Domestic politics in Iran, the tension between the secular and religious powers. What is the state of that tension at the moment, and how does that affect the way the president needs to handle these talks?
And that's the greatest problem. Ahmadinejad has been alienating all those inside Iran, all those individuals he needs to support a resolution on the nuclear issue. He's been taking on the clerics, claiming that they're incompetent and should not be running the country, and he's been taking on the parliament. So he's been alienating all sides in sort of, shall we say, a grab for presidential power. But the ramifications of that, of course, is that those individuals are not supporting him when it comes to the nuclear negotiations. Mm. So in a sense, he's, creating his own problems too.
Jamshid Choksi, we saw the scenes recently of, I suppose, social media being used in Tunisia to produce a change of government, and it was reminiscent, I thought, of the Green Movement in Iran. What is the state of the Iranian opposition movement at the moment, and are there concerns in Iran that something similar to Tunisia could happen?
Something similar to Tunisia could happen if the economy does not turn around. If Ahmadinejad is able to, shall we say, stabilize the economy in the next year or so, then the regime will be able to consolidate itself. The Green Movement per se is no longer a vibrant force, but the underlying factors that brought the people out on the streets, everything we saw on TV, those factors remain. And those factors actually getting worse. Unemployment, food prices, fuel prices, all the factors that really drive social unrest, particularly in urban settings.
Yeah, it certainly does sound like an echo of Tunisia there. Jamshid Choksi, thanks very much for joining us for what's a fascinating situation in Iran at the moment.
Thank you so much.
And Jamshid Choksi is Professor of Central Euro-Asian Studies at Indiana University and an expert on Iranian politics and religion.